Welcome to the Pixel Shadow. It's so good to see you. They've had me back. Apparently you liked me. I had lots and lots of views on my last video, episode 19 of the Pixel Shadow. Thank you so much for watching. And to all of the people who gave me likes, got 108 likes in 1 week. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And to the one dislike. Hater. Hater. You don't have to be here. You don't have to dislike my video. Why you do that to me? But hey, the ratio is pretty good. 108 to 1. I guess that's encouraging. Do you think we can get to 150 likes this week? If you do, I will do an extra special event for you next week. What do you think? Come on, give me a like. Give me a like. All I got to do is just click on that button. All right, let's get into it. First of all, I want to say thanks to everybody who sent me an email, who also maybe sent me a comment on YouTube. I got an email from Old Salt, who emailed and said, could you go on to TPS Creative and take a look at my Star Trek builds? And of course, instantly, I was like, yeah, live long and prosper, my friend. So let's get to it. Here we are on TPS Creative. It's port 30,000. You can find out more at mindtest.tv. So let's get a look. First of all, I found this Pokeball. I'm going to turn on fly mode, which is the K button. That way I can fly over here. Pokeball, who built this? I don't know. Let's turn on our HUD and our chat. Areas unprotected. Ooh, we're going to have a talk about that. All right, let's fly over here and see what we've got. Star Trek. Sweet. The warfare is taking place, and I see more timer over there. What? Check it out. We've got the Starship Enterprise NCC-1701, and I'm guessing that is a Klingon battle cruiser. Fantastic. Now, Old Salt said, don't stop at that. First of all, get up on top of the Enterprise. Let's give it a go. And then, once you are on the bridge, fly straight upwards. Here we go. Here we go. And what do you hit your head on? Whoa! Deep Space Nine! Beautiful job here. Now this is the TPS Creative server. It allows you to get creative with it and build things like this. That is beautiful, Old Salt. Nicely done. I love it. This feels like a photo op to me. But I died? How can you die on a creative server? No! I wish I could just go there really, really quickly. Sweet. Let's try this again. I'm going to slowly descend on DS9. Then I'm going to change my view. And we're going to get our photo. I like that. I wish I could zoom out. But hey, still pretty cool. Da-da-da-da! All right. So, first thing that I noticed, look at the bottom left-hand side of the screen. Now, this is a beautiful build, but when I am standing right on it, it says areas. And by saying areas, it tells me that Old Salt has not protected this. So anyone could come along and start bashing the thing to death and destroy it. I don't want to see that happen. I'm going to help you out, Old Salt. So what we're going to do, I'm going to go up to this corner here. I'm going to go slash area pose one. Then I'm going to fly over to the other kitty corner and go down. Here we go. Bow, 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 bow. And slash area pose two. This is how we protect our areas, folks. So now, protect DS9. That's going to now assign DS9 to Bald Nerd. Now, I didn't build this, so I don't have the right to steal it from Old Salt, and I wouldn't do that anyways, and I ask that you wouldn't do that either, because that's just bad playing. But what we're doing here is we're helping Old Salt to protect his area, because I don't want to see someone find this on our show and then go there and destroy it. So now I need to add Old Salt to it. So we're going to go slash, you know what? First of all, I don't know if I need permissions to do this. I'm going to try changing the ownership. I could do add owner. You can find out more about that on our website, mindtest.tv. But I'm going to go change owner. And then the ID, which you see at the bottom left there, is 2430, and then Old Salt. Let's see if this works. Yes, it worked! So now this is protected to Old Salt. And now nobody else can destroy it, even myself. I can't break it, because it says it's owned by Old Salt. See, at the top left is protected by Old Salt. There you go. All right, we're going to jump over to TPS Domes and check out what's over there. We're going to continue on our series on TPS Domes, and we're going to find out what we can do next. And I've got your comments as well. We're going to check it out. Now, through the power of television and the fact that we are standing right next to DS9, Scotty, beam me up. Wow. It worked. Here I am on TPS Domes in my house.
Ball nerd in the house. In my house. It just is like that.
Okay, are you ready? We're going to pick up where we left off on episode 19. First of all, DKelly810 watched the video. He accepted my apology. How kind was that? But he tells me, hey, bald nerd, FYI, use leaves and saplings to fuel your furnace instead of wood when you're making charcoal. That way, you don't use up all your wood supply. All right, cool. That's a good tip. So now I've got a use for these guys. Remember I put those in there and I wasn't sure what to do with them? Let's give it a try. Do I have any wood? Yes. Let's give it a try. My furnace. Okay. So let's put some wood in the top and some leaves in the bottom. And oh! It worked! It was a very short burn, but I got my coal and I didn't waste wood. That's fantastic. Thanks for the tip. Also got one from hard to pronounce. Anyways, GWTNZ says, also, if you walk between a few more domes, you're going to find some jungle ones, and you'll find plenty of wood there. Nice! Let's do it! So, on today's episode, we are going to be heading outside, and we're going to find us some other domes. First of all, let's check on our flower. More timer mentioned to me, you might want to do something about that flower, because having planted it on rock, it is going to die. So, let's fix that. I'm going to put some light in here, first of all. And let's grab some dirt, which I think I've got some in my chest. Yes, I do. Okay. Let's head over here and boop-a-doo-doo. Okay, so I want to get rid of this guy down here. Boom. Oh, I lost my flower. We're just going to plant just a wee bit of dirt. And that apparently is going to help my flower to grow and to stay healthy. We don't want it to die, that's for sure. Because that is our special flower from episode 19 of The Pixel Shadow. Let's prepare us a spot here for our other episodes. Boom, boom. Now we've got a little indoor garden fueled by the sun of a torch. All right, let's go. Better get my stone sword out just in case. Because you never know what you're going to meet out here. Oh my goodness! Oh, it doesn't look like you can climb. Look at them all. How am I ever gonna get outside of there? Oh! Okay, I don't want to get attacked right now. I've got too much stuff on me. I should have dropped some. I don't need my pickaxe. Can I put that back? I don't want to lose my diamond pickaxe. Oh, and that's another thing. Guess what I found out? That diamond pickaxe and the gold and all that kind of stuff. MangleFox70, DKelly810 did not drop that for me. It was those little, those gremlin guys. Those gremlins drop amazing stuff. So if you're ever in a bind, go and attack some of those gremlins, and they will drop amazing things if you are fortunate enough to be able to destroy them. Okay, I've got some apples, I've got some swords, and I've got some torches. I think I'll make it. Okay, go.
Just moseying on over this little bridge.
I've got home set, and I know, whoa, a desert with water? Where'd all this water come from? We're going to do some exploring today. We're going to see if we can find some more domes that are of interest to us. I'd love to find somewhere where we can loot some really great ore. And this is part of the fun of TPS domes, is just the simple exploration factor. Here's a nice place to get some wood. Sure. I wouldn't call this a jungle. Definitely a forest, though. Now, I heard a cave drop there. I'll bet you there's a cave beneath me here. So if we wanted to find another cave, this is the spot. Sometimes the sounds will set you off to know something that you're not meant to know. Ooh, this looks promising. I put all my stone away. I should have held on to some stone. Although, I can get more. Alright, let's start getting some wood. Okay, let's speed things up. We're gonna get us some planks. And then we're gonna craft us some sticks. Oops, I grabbed from the wrong spot. And we're going to get us a pickaxe. There we go. So it's just a wood pickaxe, but that'll let us get through the wood a little bit faster. And then we can go down and we can get some cobblestone. And we can make a stone pickaxe for even more power. Let's do that. There we go. Some cobble. Give it to me. Give it to me. I've got some cobblestone. Let's see what we can do. Oh, I saw some movement over there. Oh, it might just be the grass. That's cool. Okay. So we're going to create and craft a stone pickaxe now. That's going to help us to get through things much, much more quickly. Okay. Let's go back to the tree that we were working on. I'm going to need to stack something here. I could use dirt. That'd probably be wiser. Hey, more timers here! Nice! Hello, more timer. Welcome to my tree. Did he just fall all the way down that pit? Just so you know, that was not intentional, but I gave you stairs. Maybe we should cover that. Because we don't want people to just fall down my pit. Here we go. Boom. Done. It's getting dark in here, more timer. I'm concerned that maybe, just maybe... Ow! Don't hit me. I'll beat you. Maybe, just maybe, we might encounter some bad guys here. But what I'm doing is I'm looking for more kinds of ores and interesting things to mine so that I can craft some more stuff. Definitely want to get started on decorating my house. And then we'll be able to go from there. Mortimer following me? No, he's just hanging out over there.
Come hang out with me, Mortimer.
Let's see what's in the next dome over. Make sure I'm armed. And go! Whoa! What is that? Huge trees! Is that a jungle biome? We'll find out when we find out what kind of wood it gives us. What kind of wood is that? Jungle tree. This, my friends, is the jungle that we were hoping for. Let's get some jungle wood. It's really, really dark here, though. I can't really see much, so I don't know, you know, what's around. What kind of things can we claim here? Come on, sunshine. Moon looks nice tonight. Mortimer, come get some food. I've got some apples. Mortimer. I don't want to give you all of my apples, but I will... How do you... Oh! Never mind. Goodbye. T-P-H-R... Mortimer. Let's get some apples. I'm going to go like this. How do you like them apples? Where'd you go? Mortimer? Mortimer? Where are you? Can't see a thing. Can you guys see? It's so dark in this jungle. I just want to give Mortimer some apples. Where'd he go? I'm scared. Mortimer? Just in case. Mortimer, there you are. Have some apples. Yeah. Okay, so now we know where there is a jungle biome. You're very welcome, Mortimer. Do I set this home? I don't want to lose it. Let's keep exploring. There's got to be some interesting stuff around. We're lucky we're not running into a lot of bad guys. Oh, there's one right there. Two nyan cats! Oh my goodness! Mortimer, do not move. Don't move. You are my saving grace. Don't move, Mortimer. Stay up here. Just in case I fall. Okay? Thank you. All right. I feel like I need to build out. Ooh. I can feel it. I can feel the rainbow. 3, 2, 1. Oh, I did it! I'm on the rainbow! I can't believe I got a nine cat rainbow. I will share, because you're gonna help me back up. That's the plan. It helps to have a friend online, because then I don't have to set home. I can just go back to him, because as soon as I break this final block, more timer, I am falling. Stay put. Oh boy, this makes me nervous. Oh, I got an idea. Yeah! I have a full nine cat. I see blackout. T-P-H-R. Blackout. Is that mean? Yeah, that's very mean. T-P-R. More timer. I don't know if blackout's going to fall for it. Blackout's not as gullible as D. Kelly 810. Can you imagine? Okay. I'm going to give up. Oh no, was that more timer? No, that was blackout. Phew. T-P-R. More timer. I'm holding my shift key. Don't want him to throw me off the edge. No. Home. Wow. See why we plan things? Now, of course, guess what is going in this week's episode? Block. How do we set it up? Okay. So I think if we... Da-da-da, I think this is something that is worthy of more. Let's see here. Nine cat. Ba-ba-da-da. Nine cat. There we go. Beautiful. So that is episode 20 of The Pixel Shadow. There's our beautiful nine cat rainbow block. And of course, I've got all the rainbows to expand that. How cool. Let's see what I can do. I'm going to go like this. And I'm going to place one of the rainbows under the nine cat. And then we're going to craft some glass. So I'm going to need some sand. I don't think I have enough sand. Let's find out. There we go. Oh, yes, I do. Awesome. What do I have to burn? I have some leaves. Good. Let's put those there. And let's do this. Sand. Sand. Okay, yeah. There we go. And some leaves. Come on. 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 Yes! So we're crafting glass. We can use this for windows, and in our case, we are going to use this for a floor. TPY. No! Nice try, more timer. Okay, we got our glass, and we got our sand. See, so sand does come in handy. And boom. There you go. Now you can actually see through the floor. Let's throw another one right here. I think having a clear floor is kind of fun. There we go. I need more glass in order to extend it. Ooh, self-connecting glass. Gotta like that. But that way we can see the rainbow. See the rainbow. Let's actually do a little more. For this episode. Because this is exciting. There we go. Stand on the rainbow. Enjoy, folks. I don't need that torch anymore because Nyan Cat is going to light up the place. How do you go from a flower, a tulip, to a Nyan Cat with the rainbow? I think I'm going to put it all the way under the floor once I have more glass. That will be awesome. Let's continue to explore. Do I have anything that I need to put away? Let's just get rid of some of this stuff that we don't need. I'm going to hold on to the cobblestone because I'm going to need to be able to craft more of my stone pickaxes. We're going to get rid of this. I'm going to hold on to the wooden pickaxe because I can give that to Mortimer if he doesn't have one. That's a nice thing to do. Okay, and let's go. Looks like the mobs have cleared out. Let's explore my own world now that we're able to do so without dying. So, welcome to my world. This is what it looks like. Oh. It's a deadly world. Oh boy. But it is beautiful. I'm gonna head over here. There's somebody's bones. We've never been over here, so I don't know whose bones are even on the other side of this glass. Whose bones are those? Can I reach them? Da! Hello, Da. What did you leave me? Bones, a pine sapling, a little bit of desert cobblestone, and a stone sword. So I'll take it. Thank you for the contribution. So you were literally that close to my biome. Did you know? You're probably falling. Falling. Okay, so another similar biome here. I'd love to find something different. Something crazy. I'm getting a lot of the same kind of stuff. Maybe if we fall, do we want to explore vertically? We can do that. Let's keep going this way and just see. I'm going to give it one more biome before we give up. And we travel vertically. But in order to do that, I want to return home and get rid of all of my valuables. I don't want to lose my bones out here in the wilderness. This looks different. Got some sand. Is it worth digging to see if we find anything of interest? Let's go down. Okay, cobble. That's not exciting. Was that iron? Copper. Okay. Talking. You know, it never hurts to have some cobblestone. Stone pickaxe gets us where we need to go. That's it? One block of copper? Come on. At least that tells me there's something here. There's more to this mine system than just cobblestone. So we know there is going to be some other ore.
I only have one stick left. That's no good. I did not plan that out. Whoops. Okay, let's go. I'm not finding the ores that I want, but I've created a wonderful booby trap. Okay, I'm going to go home, and we're going to explore the vertical planes. All right, let's get rid of some of the stuff that we've collected here. Let's turn our wood into planks so that we can stack them. Okay, there we go. Oh, let's grab them all. And more. Oh, they're different kinds of wood planks. That doesn't help us a whole lot. Okay, well, at least we can stack those too. We're going to get rid of some stuff here. I got that copper lump, so that's cool. That's one of the things I want to get rid of. Okay, so let's get rid of that. Let's bring in... Okay, I've changed that. I need to craft another chest. That's important. And let's get rid of one of my stone swords so that I don't lose that. Everything else is not overly important. Let's get outside and we're going to start falling and we're going to see where it takes us. We're going to fall. Here we go. Oh, there's a bad guy falling with me. Look at them. They're so adorable. And a nyan cat. Ooh, I don't want to land on one of those and die. What? Good. I'm gonna fall forever. Okay, watching for any kind of biomes that are interesting. Another nine cat. Wow, they're plentiful out here in the abyss. I just was lucky that I got to one where I could actually mine it. Oh, that happened way too quick. So I have no idea what it was. Okay, I'm going to move aside a little bit and get in line with that. I'm holding my shift key so that I hopefully do not die when I hit, because I'm falling at about 1,000 miles an hour here. Come on. And let's hope I don't die. And let's hope I get a really cool biome. Hold in that shift key. Wow, I'm falling. Whoa. Yes, it looks like I lived. Ah, my bones. My bones! It had to catch up to me. It lagged there. Darn! Well, at least I have nothing on me any... Oh, mana left me some bones. With nothing of any consequence. Okay, we'll use the mushroom cap to decorate later. How can I explore vertically without dying? If you could... Could you, like, set home as you fall just before you hit? And then that way you could go back home and you would only fall, like, a couple blocks? Do you think that's worth trying? Let's find out where this takes me. Because I forget what I set. Okay, this is the biome that has tons of cool food and stuff. I don't want to lose this. So I don't want to set a new home. Ah, that's frustrating. This place is beautiful. Look at that. I'd like to explore this during the day. But we're getting a lot of nighttime on this episode. And what's over here? What if I try falling just one? Let's give it a go. Maybe it's because I had fallen past like three biomes. And then if I take one at a time, one step at a time, let's see if I live. Come on, I'm falling. Or am I? It kind of lagged there. Because it's got to generate a lot of stuff. There we go. I survived. And I made it to the next biome. Okay. So let's see if there's anything interesting on either end of this. And if not, I'm going to fall one more. And by interesting, I mean something we haven't seen yet. A biome that we have yet to find. It's so dark. Now, there's some light over there. What could that be? Has somebody been here before? Is this somebody's cave? If it wasn't dark, see, I wouldn't have even noticed that. What do we have? What? No! This is... Yeah! Some salty stone. Nice! See, that's what I'm talking about. I'm gonna find some of this stuff. This is naturally occurring salty stone. Nice. Oh man, we can use this for so much. It's like illuminated glass. Okay, I want to go down. Do I have a... No, I've lost everything, so I need to get some... No, I can make a... No, I don't have enough wood to make a stone pickaxe. So let's go do that. I see no trees here whatsoever. There were some trees across the way, though, so let's head over there. More and I should be good. Oh, I can't see a thing. I hate to just take out stumps, but let's see if more time if Blackout wants to come play. TPHR Blackout. Sweet. Okay, I've got enough. It's like Blackout has joined us. What is that? It's just on the surface. This is abundant here. Oh my goodness. I love it. I'm mining salt stone. Let you have that one. You can have that, Blackout. It's good to see you. I haven't seen you in forever, Blackout. Hello. Are you going to take that? Nobody's going to take that? Nobody else wants this? Seriously? Seriously? That's some good stuff right there. Come on, take it, Mo-Timer. Take it. Fine. It's mine. Don't say I didn't give you the opportunity to take it. Okay, let's find my original mine here, and we're going to craft a wooden pickaxe. Oh, I wish I had another home or some kind of a teleportation system, because I would love to get under the ground here and find out what else have we got. I don't know where my entrance was. There it is. Here we go. Yes.
Oh!
How the heck? Okay. I can only do so much. I've only got wood. I can get some. Okay, I'm gonna grab some of this stone, and I'm gonna craft a stone. Don't go over there. Don't hurt me. Oh my gosh! I don't have time! Who broke him out? No! Okay, TPR, more timer. Please. Yes, thank you. Get my bones. Okay. Did someone get him? I wanted to craft a stone pickaxe so I can get. No, a wooden pickaxe. Let's back it up. I wanted to craft a wood pickaxe so that I could then get stone and craft a stone sword so that I could then protect myself. But I think one of you let him out. But thankfully, you also killed him. Whew. Okay, I've got some stone. I don't want to make you fall down there. There we go. No, I don't want a pickaxe. What am I doing? That's what I need. Okay. Oh, how did he get out of there? Okay. Let's try. Ow. Don't hurt me. What is that? Glowing fungal. Oh, we've seen that before. That's nice. I think we've got a really cool mine in this place. Because they got all of this salt rock. We've accomplished a lot this episode, and got to see some of our friends, but I have, now let's see, I've got 30 of those cave stone with salt, and if we look at that, look at what it looks like. Oh, it's like glow glass, really. It's beautiful. I think what would be a good idea is if one of my friends was to take this place and make it their home. So let's ask, do either of you guys want this to be your home? It has salt stone, which works like glow glass. I'd hate to lose this spot. Oh, but how would I ever get back? If one of my friends takes it, then I'll be able to return anytime they go home. Maybe, just maybe, they'll allow me to be part of the protection. All right, more timer, it's all yours, buddy. Just watch out for the zombies and the slimes and, oh my goodness, anything else that happens to spawn here. Wow. That was a blast. But that's all the time that I have for this episode of The Pixel Shadow. Thank you so very much for watching, and I hope that you will join us again next time on The Pixel Shadow. And this has been Bald Nerd. I hope you had fun. Hope you had a great time. And don't forget to check out my 9-cat rainbow in my house. See ya! Blackout. You're being attacked. And so am I. I need to get home. I'm safe. Thank you for watching. Oh, that was really close. I didn't want to. Somebody. Somebody, please call me a chiropractor. Ah, it got better. That was weird.
Goodbye. Have a fun week.